servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Praise God. And I magnify God for that. I know who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is encourage souls. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging souls. Praise God. On my journey. Praise God. One day my journey will be over, but I want to have done those things that God has given me to do. And one of them is praising and lifting him up, sharing the good news with others. I remember when I first received the Lord, and I was told that I would have to witness. And I said, oh, my God, I've got to witness. And so I was told yes. And I told God that word was too big for me. And I asked him to give me a word that fit me. And God gave me share. So that's exactly what I do. I share with others the goodness of the Lord. The scripture says, oh, taste and see. Praise God. I tasted one day, thank you, Lord, what others were saying about the goodness of God. And ever since that day, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, look like I want to taste more and more the goodness of God. So I want to share, thank you, what I've tasted, the goodness, thank you, Lord Jesus, of God. And you know, anything that you find that's good, you want to share it. I know I do. I do. When I find good sales, I got to share it with somebody. And one of my favorite places is Randall's, because Randall's is It's high, but when they have good sales, they have good sales. And I want to share that, and I do, with others. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be here with you on today and for these few minutes to share the goodness of God. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. There was a time that I had, bad habits. So many of them. But practice living God's Word takes away those bad habits. So today we are going to talk about my soul praises the Lord. How about your soul? My soul praises the Lord, and that brings so much peace and joy and comfort to my soul, my heart, my being. Praise God. It brings so much comfort. And didn't he say that he would do just that, the Holy Ghost, that he would not leave us comfortless, but he would send the Holy Ghost to comfort us. And I declare, oh my God, I declare, if the Holy Ghost is not doing his job. It's doing his job. Praise God. Because I am confident in that. In that one thing. I am sure. Praise God. And I thank him. I thank God for it on today. My soul praises the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's just have a word of prayer. And then we're going to get right into that topic. Talking about my soul praises the Lord. Gracious Father, on today, this Wednesday, the end of March, praise God, the last Wednesday in March, we thank you that you have blessed us and allowed us to be here and on your program. Thank you for it, God. This is your program. You have given us to share the good news, and you have anointed us, God, to share the good news with others about you. And I thank you for it right now. We ask today that you would go in the hospital. Go in the nursing homes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go in the homes of your people, oh God, and bless their Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God. Continue to bless everywhere. Our leaders. Praise God in our churches, our bishops, our pastors, our elders, our ministers, our missionaries. Praise God, our lay people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for them all. And we continue to pray your blessings upon them. Now, Father, bless us in your word on today as we talk about the praises, your praises, and how that our souls praise and magnify you for who you are. Thank you. Being in our lives on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, God. And you said if I would acknowledge you, Father, in all of my ways and my doings, that you would direct me. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. And amen and amen. My soul praises the Lord. Praise God. And it is a blessing. It's a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a blessing to be able to praise God. Everybody don't praise the Lord. Everybody don't practice praising the Lord. They give it a hit here and a hit there. But to praise God daily. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank him for the mind that I have to do that, to praise him every day. And every day, and it's a giving up of something. You know, what you want to do, you do it. You, whatever you want to do, you will go to whatever length it takes to get you there. So, I love praising God. And no, I did not start off like that. One day at a time is what I always say. But I started it, and I continued it, and now I'm continuing in it. My goal is to continue to grow in the Lord. Continue that growth in God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Continue to grow in the Lord. And so my soul praises the Lord, my soul. And we're talking from the 103rd Psalms on today. My soul praises the Lord. It is such a blessing to have a mind to praise the Lord. It is a practice, and practice becomes perfect. Whatever you do, and if you keep practicing it, you become good at it. You become perfect in that. A perfect praise. A perfect, whatever you're doing, you'll do it. You know, it'll become a part of you. And you just do it effortlessly because it is you. It's a part of you. And so when we practice living the word of God, hallelujah, we can can't help but to dress in his word. Dress in his word. And he made his word. He designed it. He designed his word just for us. What is man? What is it that God is so mindful of us? Praise God. He made us a little bit lower than the angels. Oh, praise God. He made us a little bit lower. But he's so mindful of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we are to dress. We're in the dress-up room for our eternal home. What are you doing with your time in the dress-up room? How are you dressing in the dress-up room? How are you dressing? What are you putting on? Praise God. What are you dressing in? Are you dressing in the word of God? Or is it just an outward thing? What about that inward man? That's the man, the heart of man that God is looking at. Praise God. He don't care nothing about our outward dress. It's our inward dress, the heart of man. Praise God. My soul praises the Lord. Praise God on today. Some that first verse. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name. Everything, he said, love him with everything that's within us. And if we learn to love God, we'll want to praise him. Praise in the Lord. Said when praises go up, blessings, they come down. Learn to praise and magnify God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praises. Praising God. Praise the Lord, my soul. And forget not all his benefits. There are benefits that you gain from praising God, who forgives all our sins. He didn't have to do it. Jesus didn't have to make the sacrifice. Daddy didn't have to make the sacrifice, who is our God. But he did. He did, and he forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases, some of them, but all of them, who redeems us. He redeemed our lives from the pit and crowns you and I with love and compassion, who satisfies our desires with good things so that you and I, our youth is renewed like the eagles. God just keep right on blessing us. He keep on doing great things in our lives. My soul praises the Lord. Now I want you to read the other scripture, Colossians 3 and 16, and Psalms 57 and 11. And I want you to praise the Lord along with me, and let that become a practice with you, to praise the Lord and allow it to become a habit, a good habit, praise God, that will dispel all of those bad habits. Amen, amen. And we praise God for this opportunity on the broadcast on today to lift him up and praise his holy name. Well, I praise God from which all blessings flow. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent.